WGN Radio. We tell you all sorts of things on this radio station. Commercials, interviews, news stories, good ideas. Hey, John Williams, during our recent fall getaway, we dined at the Ishnala Supper Club last Friday and enjoyed outstanding service, Brandy Old Fashions, fried cheese curds, roast duck, and prime rib. Early arrival, as advised by prior research, helped us avoid wait times. We will definitely return. How about that, Bob Prosser? Good to hear that, huh?
I love that. Thank you so much. Did you see my text? 109,019 old fashions sold so far this season.
109,019, you said?
Yes.
And
in 186 days. We got 14 to go, so we'll serve another 8,000 probably in the next 14 days. We should end up about 117,000+.
What percentage of those are brandy versus bourbon old fashions?
75% are brandy old fashioned sweet, Ishnala brandy old fashioned sweet, and the rest are Ishnala bourbon old fashioned sour. Have sour with bourbon and sweet with brandy. That's the way to go.
And do you put a splash of club soda or 7-Up in there, or do you serve it without the sparkling?
Well, I like it with the Starry, I guess we call it, or something else, and a little bit of club soda. That's called the press, and that cuts the sweetness a little bit. That's the way I like them. Mm. It's not a brandy old-fashioned press.
Got it. I saw some pictures of your place. This is Bob Prosser, and he's over at the Ishnala Supper Club. It's in Lake Delton, Wisconsin. Their season is coming to an end pretty soon, right, Bob?
October 27th, 14 nights to go.
Not that you're counting, huh?
No. I mean, it's bittersweet. We love being there. We love serving our guests. But at the same time, our staff has worked really hard, and they're looking for a little bit of time off. Well-deserved.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a picture of their last trip there because they do. People stop me on the street. They send pictures, email, text messages. They tell me about their trip to the Ishnala Supper Club, and I don't ask them to do that. I was looking at some pictures, and it's been a while since I've been there, but the tiered backyard, if you will, just the view, it looks like you guys have been expanding the outside a little bit.
We have. We now have four bars, one that's overlooking the beach, and we have heaters on the deck, so if it's a little cooler right now in the fall, you'll stay warm on two of our decks that have heaters. And it's just a gorgeous view with the leaves right now and everything going on overlooking Mirror Lake. It's spectacular. We're very fortunate to have such a gorgeous setting.
I'm going to be there this weekend, Bob.
I heard that. Yeah. I heard you coming Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to. Well, I want you to just, if you got a pen and paper, you can take my reservation over the phone.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that right now. No, you know, people talk to me at in the restaurant all the time, and they, oh, we heard you on WGN, John Williams. So we are very fortunate that John Williams is a fan of Ishnala, because a lot of people listen to you, so it's awesome.
Yeah, but
we appreciate.
Think if your restaurant wasn't very good, all the feedback I would get, but I only hear good things. What do you think the average wait time is if somebody comes out there?
2 hours and 20 minutes is probably the average. Now, if you get there right when we open, it's about an hour, because we open the bars is about an hour before we start serving for dinner, and people are lined to get in, and then they have a couple old fashions, and they'll get in around in an hour. If you come after 8:30, obviously it's going to be less time. 8:30, 9 o'clock, it's 45 minutes to an hour. So that peak time between 4 and 8 is, you know, a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But it's an experience, John. You know, it's not a wait. It's not an experience.
It's not a wait. It's an experience.
No,
hold on, I'm writing this down.
It's a 2, 3, or 4 old-fashioned wait.
One last thing. Do you ever, like, after a year, because we talk about the prime rib and the fish and the duck and all that, are you making any changes anytime soon? Or what's your thought about
it? Very unlikely. That menu has been the same forever, because we do it very well, and why do anything different? You know, we don't try any new fancy stuff. We just meat and potatoes. You know, our number five sellers are filet, prime rib, 10-ounce, 16-ounce prime, filet and prawns, filet and shrimp, prime and shrimp. So those are the top six or seven. It's all included with filet and prime.
What people come for.
So it doesn't, and duck. Duck is a very popular item. Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense to put anything else on there because they're just going to buy the top five, six anyway.
Yeah.
And then we can focus on doing it better than ever, better than anybody.
Sounds like you do. All right. I just wanted to say hi and make sure people knew if they wanted to get there. You did extend the season, but the last day one more time is what, Bob?
October 27th. Sunday is the last day. Okay. For the season.
Two weekends hence. Have a great week. We'll see you soon, my friend.
John, thank you very much.
It's Bob Prosser. They don't take reservations.